Blog Talk Radio.
Singer. Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dub Knight.
Unfortunately, being in the music industry, I suffered with atrocious making the music and struggling putting my songs on the publishing and copyright. And this is going to be all over the world. What was also atrocious is of an innocent person like me, I was not naive because I was told in the music industry that to protect my songs, I had to publish and copyright it. Another incident that happened, which was atrocious, and I alerted the LAPD, was that some criminals who lived nearby me in my building in the area of some hoodlums may have committed fraud and forgery and ID theft. As I told you guys, all over the world, I did not sign or give my songs to anyone else to use. That is the absolute truth. There is no documents. However, these individuals heard gossip and said that I gave permission to a rapper or rocker to use my songs, and that is not true. They were waiting for me to sue. So, in other words, these individuals may have committed fraud, identity theft. And I wanted to let the world know that I have alerted the LAPD, and I may, when I get evidence, I will be filing fraud and identity theft charges. If anyone is interested in my music, they can use it because I am the owner of the song. I have told the whole world the honest truth. I have talked to the world honestly that I did not give people permission. Unfortunately, some hoodlums who live in the nearby this building, in a nearby street, think that I had a valuable property, a condo, and think that I'm going to pay back all that money through fraud from money that they received from this rapper or singer. It is a first degree fraud. And they think that when I sue when I sell my home, that I was going to give back the money because of this fraud that they committed. You know, it's really sad that someone like me had to deal with these dangerous hoodlums who think that my music, especially my pop music, I really want to get to know you, I really want to be with you, and so on, is stuff that they can take and use. Because they feel they have a right because they're criminals. My suggestion to everyone out there, if you have songs and music, please protect yourself. These black and white and Latino individuals or whatever are too dangerous for me to understand. They said they committed a felony by signing my name on documents to get money from my songs. Again, I did not sign anything to anyone to use my songs. I have nothing legally going on. And it's really sad that I had to deal with this allegation or possible criminal act by somebody who made up stories that I gave permission for others to use my song. And the answer to that is not true. If these allegations come up in the future, I will fight it with forgery, fraud, and identity theft. If they have a signature or anything, I will have to fight it with identity theft. So then, I wanted to alert everybody that I own the material. I published it, and I copyrighted it. The copyright has my name on every song that I have released to the public. So I want to let you know that I did not give anyone in this world permission to use my song. I did not sign for my songs to be in a film or an act, etc. I'm talking about it and putting it out there because I realize that a crime may have been committed. it's really sad for a struggling musician, because I made those songs in the studio, and I did not even talk to anybody. But I realized people can get jealous going for that dream in Hollywood, and they see these individuals in my building or nearby see me as some victim to take advantage of. These individuals, I've reported, you know, to the police that they said things that were real. It was a heinous crime, you know, because they could spend years in prison for this. I don't like talking about this, but this happens to a lot of songwriter singers, and people are suing for music. But what it also is a criminal act. If there's evidence of a signature or a licensing or something, and I do not know anything about it, then they committed a felony. It's a felony to forge or commit ID theft or steal my music. And it really is sad that these individuals feel that they're greedy. They sit on their ass, and they did not write the song. They did not copyright it. They had no permission. They have no musical talent. Only thing that the talent they have is to be a criminal. And it really will be a tragedy or a trauma if any of these allegations are true. I have checked the county to see if there's any documents and so on, because I am, you know, going to check to see if my name is on any documents, because I can check on the county. I haven't found any. However, as I told the world, I am authentically the owner of the songs. I have copyrights of every song that I release on my albums. I have a legitimate publishing company with the city of LA. And it was, but I cannot deal with anyone who wants to commit a crime. So I am going to have to file charges, because if any of these allegations are true, these people committed a felony of forgery, fraud, and ID theft. Again, if a rapper or musician wanted to use my songs, they have to contact me first, legitimately. You cannot contact someone who's pretending to be me, or someone who make up stories to get permission. And I did not give permission. But that is a felony. You know, I am at Big Lucky Guy Publishing Worldwide. I have a legitimate publishing company with Broadcast Music. All of my songs are on there. Because of my other concerns, I have a publishing account, Dove Night Songs at ASCAP. So all the same songs are on both accounts. I own two publishing companies, and I have my songs at the U.S. Copyright Office. It's important that the whole world knows about this, because that is not right for anyone to come and steal a song that they did not own or have the artistic ability to make. And these individuals, if they have done this is an allegation, they belong in prison. Please, to all singer and songwriters like me, copyright your song and publish it. I don't deal with criminals or anybody who's that evil. The songs are out to the world, and I want to let the world know that I will never sign or give permission to someone I don't know or never met. I did not give permission for a rapper, rocker, or performer to use it. If they contact me directly, then we can deal with it. The truth is that this happens to a lot. Fraud, forgery. I have seen people who went to jail for many years for fraud and forgery over stealing other people's music. So it is important, and to all people in general, stay away from criminals. That is the 100% absolute truth. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.